Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, today I'm going to be my own guest. As always, I want to provide inspiration and motivation for you on your journey. But there's something very important I want to share with you this week. And so I'm going to do the show solo. I'll be my own guest. And, you know, mindset, we've determined as the general theme sort of for the year. But I want to dive deeper into that whole idea of mindset and leave you with some inner work that you can begin right after the show this week. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and you want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. Now, if you're listening for the first time, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I'm excited that you're back. It's going to be another great show. And I always want to give a shout out to all of you. And thank you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. You know, time is our most precious asset. And I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. So I'd love to know what you think of the show. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker and SoundCloud and Speak Up Talk Radio and TuneIn Radio. And I think probably at most of those places, at least you can leave a comment, leave a review. Let me know what you think of the show. I would love to know what you think and also what you want to hear about, what you need to hear about, because you know, as I plan guests for the year, I'm always open to suggestions, and I'm not afraid to call anybody, to connect with anybody, to see if they would be willing. Because I always kind of use the logic of, you don't know if you don't ask. And so, hey, if there's somebody that you would love to hear on the show, I'm sure I would love to hear them be on the show too. So just send me a note either at my website, BonnieGressel.com, or somewhere where you're listening to the show, because there's usually a place to comment as well as, you know, when you leave a review. So please do that. And you can always connect with me on Facebook as well at Coach Bonnie Gressel on Facebook. And, you know, send me a message. I would love to be able to really meet your needs, obviously, but also exceed your expectations. I mean, that's the fun part, right? Is just not only meeting, but exceeding people's expectations. So please let me know what you think. Now, today I'm doing the show solo, as I mentioned. And, you know, many of you may know me. I'm not sure how much you've followed me. Maybe this is your first time listening. So for those of you who don't know me, I want to share a bit of my story because the part of my story that I want to share with you today really leads into what we're talking about and helps set the stage for the rest of the year as we dive into developing our mindset, the mindset that we need to have the life we want, to make the money we want, to have the successful business we want. It starts with that mindset. So I want to share with you a little bit about my journey to sort of illustrate how that happens, because, you know, I don't think I'm probably the only one that has had these experiences. So I want to share these with you today. So as many of you know, I'm a holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and a best-selling author. So beyond my traditional medical training as a nurse practitioner, I have additional training in integrative medicine techniques, hypnosis, mind-body techniques, and energy work. And for the past several years, I've also invested in an extensive amount of training in creating virtual businesses, internet marketing, all the stuff that goes along with that. And I'll get into that a little bit later because it's really part of the story. So now over my journey, I've had to reinvent myself, either chosen to or was sort of forced to reinvent myself over the years a few times. I started out way back in the 80s, believe it or not, as an RN. Worked in staff nursing. I did some administrative roles. I was director of nursing at one small hospital. Did all kinds of things in nursing. And then in 1995, I finished my master's program, my graduate work as a nurse practitioner. Now, my nurse practitioner education is actually in family medicine. So I worked in a large multi-specialty clinic for, about 10 years in internal medicine and then also in neurology. But in 2005, I left that large multi-specialty clinic and started my own practice as a holistic nurse practitioner. I wanted to be able to spend more time with patients. I didn't want to be on production, and I wanted to use some of the sort of the non-technical or the non-traditional medicine types of things. To me, prescribing drugs was really the last thing on my list that I wanted to do, not the first, as it often is when you work in a large clinic like that. So in 2005, I left my office at the clinic, and I opened up my own office, my private practice. And within just a short time, it was actually very successful. I was, making six figures within 2 years, and I mean, things were going really well. In 2007, I had this event that happened that really kind of opened my eyes to going beyond where I lived, which is Green Bay, Wisconsin. It opened my eyes to reaching the world. I had recorded some guided meditation audio, some CDs. And when I had them printed, that was the old days, right? This was 2007. The old days, you had to go to a studio and record the CDs and then go back the next day with the tech guy and mix it and get it all set and then send it off to be manufactured. So I sent it off to a company to be manufactured, and they contacted me and they said, "Are you interested in adding the web package? It's on sale this week for $49.95. And I had no idea what the web package was, but I said, sure. I mean, when you're spending thousands of dollars on CDs, what's another, $50, right? So I said, sure. Well, what the web package was is they took my CDs after they had printed them, they turned them into digital downloads, and then they spread them all over the world. Now, that was 2007. Every Tuesday, I get royalties from all over the world, because people are still downloading my stuff and buying my physical CDs. It's amazing. What that experience gave me was an aha moment in a big way that, oh my gosh, the world is out there for me. And the world is out there for you too. With, technology the way it is today, and, everyone can, get on social media and the internet and all of that sort of thing. Oh my goodness, there's no limit to who you can help, to who you can touch, to who you can reach. So that was a great experience for me. Then a couple of years later, in 2009, I had such a not great experience. I mean, it was a blessing. I'm really actually glad that it happened, but it wasn't pleasant at the time. I was in a severe car accident, a pretty serious accident. It left me in a coma with a severe traumatic brain injury. And I used the techniques that I'd been teaching my patients for years to help me heal, to help my brain heal. And I got my brain back, which I am so, so blessed that happened. Now, much to the dismay or surprise, at least, of my medical providers, they really didn't think I was going to get my brain back to the degree that I did and as quickly as I did. But that was firsthand proof that this stuff works, the stuff I had been using with patients over the years, the hypnosis and the imagery and the energy work and, the basics of nutrition and things like that. It's different when it's yourself, right? But what that left me with was I really kind of had to reinvent myself again, because my private practice didn't survive. People didn't know if or when I was ever coming back to my practice. So I went on to the virtual world. Now, this took lots of twists and turns that I'm not going to get into here, but it changed eventually. It changed my focus from being a holistic nurse practitioner to more entrepreneur coaching. And that's where the success coaching came in. Now, I published my first book two years. This is kind of interesting. I published my first book 2 years to the day of our accident so that I could do my first international speaking gig. I don't think there was an accident there. I don't think our car accident was even an accident. It was all part of a bigger plan. We're going to talk about that in a little bit too. But it's been quite a journey, to say the least. You know, after I left, you know, my physical office and closed the doors there, and I started a virtual practice and tried a bunch of things that didn't work, I went on to learn lots of stuff, took lots of courses on, you know, how to build a website, how to create a list, some coaching things, creating membership sites, products, services, you name it. I probably took the class. I invested so much time, energy, and money in the how-to stuff. But I struggled in the beginning. I sort of got away from practicing what I preached to my patients and clients all those years. I didn't spend time on building the solid foundation of the mindset I needed to become successful. Things like dealing with limiting beliefs, being crystal clear on what my purpose was. Energetically, I was a mess. I even got away from meditation and Reiki for a while. I'm a Reiki master as well. And for a while, I didn't really do much of that, whether it was for somebody else or for myself. And I had been meditating for years, and I sort of, you know, got away from it. I don't even know how it happened, but I was not in a good place. Now, once I sought some help with this and was able to deal with these issues, I made a choice to shift my way of being. So, you know, with some coaches and some help, getting back into my meditation and my Reiki practice and doing the things that I would tell other people they should be doing, it put me in a much better position to be successful. Now, I still work on it, you know, because it's a journey, right? It's not a destination. We don't just get there and then we're done. There's no more work we need to do on ourselves. It's a lifelong thing. And that's why I wanted to focus this show this year on mindset, because I think so many people miss that first important step when they're starting a business. When they're going out on their own, there's all these things to do, right? There's all these things to learn, and oh, I don't know if I can, you know, do this, this, and this, and this. And then some of us get the shiny object syndrome and we get a little, you know, off our target, or maybe we don't even have a clear target of what we really want to do. That clarity piece is huge. So that's why I'm devoting every week this year, 52 shows, to creating that healthy, positive, successful mindset that we all need, especially for those of us who are entrepreneurs. And if you're listening to this show, I'm assuming you're either an entrepreneur or you're thinking about someday becoming an entrepreneur. But there's something that's interesting to you here in terms of the whole entrepreneurship. And this piece, this foundational piece, is just so, so important. So I wanted to spend time today sort of, you know, laying some groundwork. And then, and we're going to talk when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some of the synchronicities and what you can do to begin on your path. And then I've got some great guests lined up, but I wanted to take today to just talk to you myself, talk with you myself, because it's just so important to me. And as of late, it's become even more important to me. So now we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get into some of the synchronicities and the things that you can do in your life on your journey. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm Bonnie Gressel, your host, and also the guest for today. Now, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about my journey and how I missed this incredibly important piece of building the foundation of a successful mindset, dealing with those limiting beliefs, having the clarity I needed, all that sort of stuff. But you know what? I think a lot of people struggle with that. And maybe they don't even know they're struggling with it. Many people, new entrepreneurs especially, do what I did. they invest all this time and energy and money in the how-tos and the what-ifs and all of that sort of thing, and all the technical pieces, the building your list piece, the social media stuff. I mean, there's just endless things that you could do. And that's what so many new entrepreneurs and even entrepreneurs who have been out there a while are still spending a lot of time on. And some of them, now, if you're one of those people who's successful and making all the money you want, awesome. Kudos to you. I am so happy for you. I have to say, though, you're probably not the norm. You're probably a little bit more of an outlier because most people struggle with this in the beginning. It is, which made me feel better, actually, when I you know, actually thought about it, realized it had some social, you know, some proof from other people that, yes, you're not the only one, because it does. It makes you feel a little bit better that, you know, it's not just me being, you know, stupid or whatever. So more in the past, my experiences have really pointed me in the direction of this kind of work. It's interesting. It's interesting how God and the universe work sometimes. It's like sometimes I don't even know how I get somewhere or make a decision to do something, but there is a plan. You know, there's a reason for everything and there are no accidents. So if you notice synchronicities in your life, then you know what I'm talking about. It's like things just sort of, you just start noticing things repeating themselves. And I've heard many people say, if you hear the same message or see the same, you know, scenario or situation three times, you get that hit three times, that's something you better listen to. So that's kind of what happened to me. You know, there is that bigger plan. We don't know what it is, but it's certainly there. So as I was working with people, and whether this is a friend I was talking to or somebody that I was actually working with as a client, we were like always being drawn more to those foundational pieces, the mindset piece, the overcoming limiting beliefs, you know, utilizing the energy of the law of attraction, the spiritual work, the deep work. Being aware of their energy and their vibration, and things were just like, wow, like I couldn't see this before. And all of a sudden I just started seeing it, noticing, you know, practicing gratitude. I mean, if you do those foundational pieces, then everything else works. You don't even need to work so hard at the other things because you've laid that foundation. Now, sure, I can do all the techie stuff. In fact, my husband tells me all the time that he's like amazed how techie I have become. And I can teach people how to do those things too. But what I have found, what really makes my heart sing, is that inner work. And that's what's been coming more to me. People who come to me and you don't really even know, or they don't know what they need, you know, in the beginning. But once we start talking about it, that's what's missing. And so then we do some work around that. And there's, you know, a variety of things, obviously, that we can do. But now, I mean, gosh, it's what feeds my soul. It is. I feel like I'm home. My coaching centers around helping holistic-minded people, individuals, mostly women, but some men too, find that clarity, overcome the limiting beliefs, because everybody's got them, and create the mindset they need to make the money they want. This allows them to prosper while living in authentic alignment with their soul purpose. And that's what I found in working with these folks. It helped me to live my purpose. Like I said, I truly did feel like I was home. You know, that this is it. So I want to share with you a little bit about the five common mistakes that I think entrepreneurs make that keep them from making the money they want, which is also the money they deserve, right? The money you deserve. Now, I know because I made all of these mistakes and struggled a lot, not just a little bit. And, you know, as I mentioned, as a holistic nurse practitioner, I knew all these things. I had done the inner work. I had, you know, worked with people, you know, as clients before, like before 2009 or so. And so I taught this stuff. But I was becoming not very good at practicing what I was preaching. You know, when I had the accident and I needed to use those tools to get my brain back, then I used them. And then after my, you know, my brain was back and life was kind of back to, you know, the way, not normal. I don't want to say normal because it's never really the same. My life came back. I could do things again. I sort of let those things go. And so I wasn't so good at practicing what I was preaching. But I don't want you to go through what I did because there is an easier way. Part of it is the little exercise I'm going to give you before we leave today is all about noticing. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Now, I want to share with you what I think are the top 5 mistakes that you need to be aware of. And you can get all of the details on the BonnieGressel.com site. I just did a freebie for you yesterday. It's called 5 Mistakes You May Be Making That Keep You From Making the Money You Want. And it's very succinct, bullet points, just gets to the core. It doesn't like, there's not all fluff in it because I don't believe in that. I don't like to read that. I like to read things that are short in bullet point format. Handouts, that's what I'm like. So that tends to be what I create. So if you want that free gift, just go to BonnieGressel.com. And it's right there on the front, on the homepage, on the front page, on the side. And talk a little bit about it. And it'll come to you. Actually, I don't even have it coming to your email. I mean, it comes there too. But I think the thank you page is actually just the report. So you can get it if you wanted the details. It's a quick, short handout. But it's got tons of information about what I personally think these 5 things are and what you can start doing about them. Now, I do want to leave you with a simple exercise that you can do after the show today to get started on evaluating your mindset. You know, do you have the mindset for success that you need? Are there limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck? You know, this little thing that I'm going to share with you today is so simple. It doesn't take any extra time, but it's really, it's so basic. It's so basic that you're going to say, yeah, why didn't I think of that? And then that's what I said a few years ago is, why didn't I think of that? But really, all it is noticing. Awareness is always the first step to making a change or to making things better. So really, this little exercise is just about noticing. Because life gets so busy, we're doing all these things, we don't take time to just notice. So most of us want things, right? We want more of something. We want, maybe in terms of our business, we want more clients. We want more clarity, or we want a plan. We want to know, you know, what Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, has in store for us. Maybe we want more time. Many of us want more money. And let's take money as a separate thing, because whether you're in a business or not, I want you to think about and notice how you feel when you're sort of working with your money. It's your sort of your money mindset, I guess. So if you have all the money you want and you're living the life of your dreams, awesome. I'm so glad for you. I'm so happy for you. And if not, This is something, you know, if that's you and you have everything, then, you know, replace money with something else, because there's always something that we want that we don't have, right? So for those of you who want to work on the whole money thing, I want you to, like, when you pay the bills, notice how you feel. Are you excited? Are you happy to pay the bills? Are you like, yeah, to write that check or to key it into your computer if you do it online? Or do you get kind of a, ooh, I don't even want to think about it feeling? It tells you something about, you know, your limiting beliefs. There's something going on that's keeping you from feeling good about that. Or how about looking at your checking account or your savings account or even the money in your purse? Is it something that you feel good about? Or is it something like you wish there was more? And some people would say, well, we always wish there was more. But notice how you feel. It's that feeling, that emotion, that's the vibration. And that's what you're putting out there. So if you're feeling excited and happy and everything's good, great. You're attracting more money to you. If you're feeling, not so great, or whatever, you know, word you want to use to describe that, but it's not a good feeling, kind of a negative feeling, or at least a neutral feeling, or like, then you're attracting more of that to you, which is probably not more money. It's probably more of, you know, a lack of something. So really all you have to do with this exercise is pick a, you know, a topic, or if you can do it, you know, several times throughout the day, that's even better. But just notice, begin to notice how you feel. The other thing is, if you want more of something, you know, more time, or you want a vacation, or you want a new car, or you want a whatever, the other thing to notice is, what is your inner critic saying? I mean, we all have that inner critic, right? Notice how you feel when you think about that thing or situation. You know, you might feel excited or good for, you know, a moment, but then sometimes that inner critic comes in. You know, and that inner critic says, like, that's never going to happen. That'll never work. I won't get that done in time. You know, and it's not very positive. So notice if you have a loud inner critic, or if you don't really even notice your inner critic. And good for you. Kudos to you if you don't. Because many of us struggle with that. Again, that's telling you something about how you're attracting what you want versus not attracting what you want, because you're attracting what you don't want. And it's, you know, that whole law of attraction thing, like attracts like. So whatever you put out there, you're going to get back. So the first step to making any change with this, if you do need to make a change, is simply being aware. And that's why I thought an exercise for today would be just good to start noticing, paying attention. You know, it's so much about paying attention and being aware. You know, developing clarity and the mindset for success is an essential step to building a solid foundation and creating that profitable business that allows you the freedom you desire and the freedom you deserve. So wherever you are on the journey, you can always do this. Always, it's always good to check in and see where you're at. Whether you're just beginning, whether you're thinking about doing, you know, something on your own, or whether you're doing your regular full-time job and then you're moonlighting on the side, or whether you've been in your own business for a while. There's never a bad time to do this, to just do an assessment of yourself. Just take note where you're at with things. Where are you? And you know, wherever you are in the journey, you never have to do it alone. I didn't do it alone. And I don't think anybody who does coaching or business of any kind, I think it would be few and far between, the successful ones anyway, say that they didn't do it alone either. So get help. You know, seek with somebody. I mean, and I would love to see you reach your dream quicker. I would. And if you want to talk with me about it, you just go to BonnieGressel.com and you can set up a discovery call. My little scheduling thing is there, so you can do it at your convenience and we'll just talk. You know, it's a discovery session to discover what's going on with you. If I would have something to offer you, or I can direct you to someone who would if I don't. You know, it's not a, there's no obligation, obviously, or anything like that, but it's just talking to somebody about it. I mean, I think I hear that probably the most from my clients is that it's tough when you're an entrepreneur because not everybody gets it. Not everybody understands what the struggles and the things that you're going through, and it's just different. There's the employed mindset, and then there's the entrepreneur mindset, and they are totally, totally not the same. So if you just want to talk about, you know, your dreams or whatever, that discovery session is out there for you. And that's perfectly fine. I love talking to people. I love meeting new people. So go ahead and do that. Now you can also, I also want you to continue with the show, obviously. So come back and listen next week. If you are on one of my lists, and if you sign up for that free report, you'll be on a list that will get the direct links to the shows every week so that you don't have to go searching for it. You can download it from the link I give you and all that. So you can take it to the gym or take it to work or whatever. But the Holistic Entrepreneur is on lots of other radio stations right now, 24/7. I mean, TuneIn Radio just picked us up. I'm excited about that. And, you know, iTunes and Stricker and Stitcher and Spreaker and SoundCloud and Speak Up Talk Radio, and it's really all over. Now, the best way, easiest way, I should say, to find it is just to go to my website, because I've got all the links for you there on the website, so you don't have to go find them. So if you want to do that, you can. And if you are on one of my lists or want to, you know, make sure that you get an update on the show, get the direct links, you know, you can sign up for something that I have, or connect with me on Facebook and just let me know you want that, and I'll add you to that list. And that way it just saves you a little time. I'm all about making it easy for people. So if you, you know, are so inclined to reach out to me with a question or a comment, or you want to, you know, get the links to the shows directly or whatever, please do that. I really want this to be a community. I've been so blessed with all the mentors I've learned from, all the experiences I've had and survived. I just want to pay it forward. So please connect with me if you are so inclined. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. And until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.